It's Take Control Tuesday. That means my friend Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org is on the phone with me. Mansa, gas prices are making me choke, and we need a little help.
Right. Well, you know, it's not in the Bible, and I have read the Bible from cover to cover, as they say. But, you know, there is an old saying that the Lord helps those that help themselves. So
yes,
if you need help with gas, you need to help yourself.
Exactly.
So that's what we want to talk about today, is how to help yourself save on gasoline. Now, the first thing I would say is get an app. There are apps out here for saving gas and for shopping for gas. Now, I use the app called Gas Buddy. And I've been using it for years, and the prices are updated by drivers, so it's a community-based app. You always get the latest prices. You can set your favorite stations, and it'll even give you gas prices if you travel, lowest prices, etc. Randy, I can't tell you, I've saved hundreds, if not thousands of dollars over the life of that app, and I know I'm always getting the best price. Now, here's the other thing. You don't want to drive too far to save money, of course, because that's just going out the world backwards. But get an app, search for the best prices. When you get a good price, you save a few cents. You know, at today's prices, if you save 10 or 15 cents a gallon, that can help you. So,
yeah.
And the other thing I'd say is reward yourself with the savings. So if you save $2.40, go get yourself that Tim Hortons double cream latte or whatever. To sort of positively reinforce the efforts, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to have some fun with something. The next thing is your tires, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you've got a good set of tires. If you do, keep them properly inflated. That is important. Listen, Bell Tire, Discount Tire, all these tire companies, they'll check your pressure and fill your tires for free. So there's no reason for you to be riding on poorly inflated tires. Ease up on the gas and the brakes. You know, they talked about old school, right? No rabbit stops and rabbit starts, right? That'll waste gas. Avoid excessive idling. Avoid excessive warming up and cooling your car off. Now, I know if you've got a baby or something, you know, sometimes that's required. But, you know, just running your vehicle to cool it down, that uses gasoline. Keep your engine tuned.
Yeah,
and make sure you use the right grade of motor oil. Those things are all, some of them are small, but they all contribute to you saving gas every mile.
Yeah.
And that'll add up and stop the pinch from being so hard as we go through this period of fuel inflation.
Yeah, those are all great tips. And I keep my oil change and my tires at the right inflation mark because I can tell the difference right away.
Absolutely. Oh, the other thing is they tell you to buy gas in the morning or the evening. In the middle of the day, the gas vaporizes, it comes out the nozzle or whatever, and you get better quality gas in the cool of the day or the cool of the evening. Just
wow.
So, once again, minor things, but if you think about it, if you do these things mile after mile, tank after tank, they will add up. And keep them when the prices go down, and you'll continue to save money.
Yeah.
Just make them a habit.
Make it a habit. That is all good news, and especially for those of us who have to commute and don't have the luxury of working from home these days. Thank you so much for all you do, Mansa. And you can find Mansa's information on MoneySmartLife.org. Also, the archives at RandyMiles.online. Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.